California homebuilders say they have few options but to keep buying Canadian lumber, even if it's hit with 25% tariffs, as they rebuild thousands of homes destroyed by devastating wildfires in Los Angeles. Dan Dunmoyer, president of the California Building Industry Association, said Wednesday that there aren't really alternatives to Canadian lumber used for homebuilding in the state because about 80% of Californian land is owned by the federal or state governments and can't be logged. Dunmoyer also said California lacks mills, environmental policies and supply chains that would allow a quick switch to local lumber production, and making those changes would likely take years. "We are very dependent on Canadian lumber," he said. "We like Canadian lumber. It's super high quality, properly harvested for the environment. It's really quality material. I understand from a president or a prime minister's perspective, it's all about jobs. It's all about making sure your people have an income and a lifestyle, the quality of life, that's enjoyable. But to try to do this over a weekend and say, hey, we just want to put these big tariffs on any country without creating the economy within your own country, it just means higher prices, full stop, full period." U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened a 25% tariff on most Canadian exports that would boost softwood lumber levies to almost 40% when existing duties of 14.4% are taken into account. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Trump said on Monday that the tariffs were on hold for 30 days. The forestry sector in British Columbia and across Canada have described the proposed tariffs as unnecessary and unwarranted, given that the United States currently meets only about 70% of its homebuilding lumber needs domestically while using Canadian lumber to fill the gap. The U.S. raised duties on softwood lumber from Canada last August. Trump said on January 30 that the U.S. did not need foreign lumber and, "We have all the trees you need." On Wednesday, the provincial government in BC announced it had formed a new council consisting of industry, labor, U.S. relations expertise and government voices to advance the province's interests in the softwood lumber dispute. The province says the new council will provide recommendations on steps BC can take to eliminate the 14.4% softwood lumber duties, and held its first meeting on January 30. The U.S. has imposed unjustified softwood lumber duties on Canada for years, and we anticipate that they will likely double before the end of this year, said BC Forests Minister Ravi Parmar in a statement. "Bringing this team together, I am ready to throw the full weight of BC in the ring to fight these duties." In a later interview, Parmar said he had spoken to Dunmoyer's group, and the discussion showed that many people in the U.S. understood tariffs would mean higher housing costs. Parmar said he hoped to engage with lawmakers in California and North Carolina, a state hit hard by Hurricane Helene last fall, on the key role BC and Canadian lumber could play in rebuilding. "It's important for all Canadians and all British Columbians to know that. When President Trump talks about not needing our trees, he's absolutely false," he said. "And you just have to look at California and North Carolina, two states that are going to be going through major rebuilds. They are going to rely on Canadian lumber, and it's going to cost them more because of these duties and if a tariff were to be in place." Dunmoyer said that even if the new tariffs were imposed, switching from Canadian wood to U.S. timber wouldn't be any cheaper for California homebuilders. He said the recent devastating wildfires in Southern California had accelerated already high demand for new housing, and Trump's tariff threat could not have come at a worse time for the industry. "The demand for housing before the fires was off the charts," Dunmoyer said. "We have projects where we have 35 homes available and 500 people in a waiting list, but that was before the fires. With the fires, it just increases that demand substantially. And the other thing, which is somewhat intuitive, is it increases the demand immediately, so it's not like a ramp up. You've got 15,000 displaced families who immediately need a home. And we don't produce that many homes on a monthly basis in California to meet that demand alone. The timing is horrific. It's horrible. It's like, why would we add to the cost of housing when we desperately need more housing?" January's wildfires around Los Angeles destroyed or damaged as many as 19,000 homes and other structures. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 5, 2025. Chuck Chang, The Canadian Press.